and Rosie, get on board. We're gonna ride till there ain't no more to go, taking it slow. Lord, don't you know, at the time of the poor man's lady hitching on the twilight train, ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song, sing what I want, don't need to sing.
Hello and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Holy Commutes. It is the last Wednesday of January. I am one of your co-hosts, Trent Steffes, along with me, Austin Steffes. Austin, welcome.
Thank you, Trent, and welcome yourself.
We are wrapping up Diamond January, as we call it, or as it's also known, Cracklin' Rosie January. Three different versions opened the show this month. How do you feel about that song, about that track?
Cracklin' Rosie is a great song. It's something that, a song that we, you and I just kind of found. And obviously it was a big song in its own right when it was popular.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know that date. I'm very unprepared.
I mean, like literally probably the 60s.
Yeah, probably that long ago, but...
like definitely 50 years ago.
Definitely more than double my lifetime, so...
yeah.
That's
a great point.
It's a great song. I advise everyone to listen to Cracklin' Rosie.
All the way through, because we always fade it out, which doesn't do it justice because the chorus is pretty great.
Oh, it's my favorite.
When he goes low, oh, I love my Rosie child.
Oh, I love my Rosie child.
So what we are doing today is paying off a tease we did at the beginning of the month, and we are going to be doing some more counter rankings and some more uniform counter rankings, this time for UWIF. So the United Wiffle uniform rankings. We are not going to do the entire 44 team field. We are going to stick with the top 16 finishers of this year's tournament, and we'll definitely talk about some honorable mentions in there, and I'm sure we'll bring up other teams, but we're going to stick to the top 16 teams. So this is kind of putting teams on notice for 2022. If you want to be featured in the uniform ranking, I guess you got to finish top 16. Or I have to have more time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends. It
just depends.
So we'll see. So let's get started. I'm going to go, and with that, I'm going to choose the Bad Batch. They are known as the Bad Batch in the official spreadsheet, which was a little alarming to me. Because, you know, I didn't really know the team that well. Even throughout the weekend, I kept seeing the Bad Batch and Short Ball's uniforms and never put it together.
Yeah.
But so for the Bad Batch, we had the Short Ball's jerseys that we've seen the past few years from their MAW exploits. And they're great jerseys, absolutely. You definitely can't take anything away from that. It's just, for me, it's just the recycled jerseys and the fact that it didn't really have anything to do with the team name. So that's kind of why I put them 16. What did you think?
Yeah, I do agree with you. It's just like, it's one of those teams where it's like, I've always kind of liked their jersey and their logo and everything, but it's just with this just list of competitors, it's just hard to kind of rank them higher, if that makes sense. I don't know, it's just...
that certainly is something that we didn't really talk about.
Yeah.
Going in, is that this is 16 teams, obviously the 16 best teams there, but these are 16 great uniform sets, and this is a really hard ranking, and there's going to be some really surprising moments, I would have to say, and I'm sure, and we're going to see if you take my number one off the board and vice versa. So let's get started. Let's get started with the first counter ranking, and with number 15.
Number 15 in the counter ranking, and I don't know if I'm going controversial on purpose. This is honestly just how I feel. I couldn't rank any teams below them, in my opinion. I'm going to have to go with the Phenoms.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's 15 is probably a really bad ranking for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see another... there's so many other jerseys and just sets I like better than this one. To me, I just, like, I know it's not, obviously, it's just Pinstripe Yankees, and to me, I just, It just looks original. It looks plain. I don't like the block with the black block on the back for the nameplate for the, and it just like blue on the gray. It looks weird to me. I don't know. Just Yankees hats, like they could be in the top five probably, but just not doing it for me. And I just see other jerseys I like.
That's certainly fair. It definitely is a plain set, and that was one thing I was actually looking forward to.
Yeah.
Going into the tournament was what they were going to do, because they have the blue and white set, and they went white in 2019 when they went far, and they went blue last year, and so in 2020.
I like those jerseys too.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I remember liking those jerseys, and I just like seeing them this year.
Now. And I like these jerseys as well, but they weren't that high on my rankings though because of that name block on the back.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing for Dirt Yard Wiffle, the dirt bags.
Oh yeah.
At NWLA, and yeah, I just I don't know.
Just don't
tried
like
it. I didn't dig it. I don't think it works. But you know, it certainly is different, and it was a way to kind of switch up that classic old vibe that you were talking about. So
yeah.
I definitely commend them for that, and pairing it up with the Yankees hats looks so good.
Oh,
so.
It does. Like I appreciate it, and I loved like the nod to the Yankees. Like that was no hate on the Yankees at all.
Oh yeah, definitely. No.
I don't know. I just see a lot more like creativity in the field.
For sure. So yeah, let's roll right along with number 14, and that is gonna be C4. This is one that is a great uniform, and it looks so good. But again, it's the kind of recycled stuff that I didn't really dig. And you know, with the C4 and their kind of color scheme, I think there's so much to kind of tap into, and you know, and they have so much history that they can do that without using the same jerseys. You know, and you know, I don't want that to sound like a dick move because I made the jerseys for them this year. And, you know, just switching it up is going to be good for them, despite how good it looks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think they won a championship in these jerseys. These are redos of championship threads, so it's a bit sacrilegious to put it this low, but sort of for the same reason you put the Phenoms. There's just a bit more creativity in the field, and, you know, rewarding the kind of new and original ideas.
Yeah, I agree with that, Trent. Well, Trent, for number 13, as much as I love this team and love the guys on the team, I'm going to have to go Lemonheads.
Wow.
I really like the logo. I really appreciate the bright colors, and I'm a fan of it. I like the color set. But I just think looking at all the other just uniforms of every other team, I just feel like teams that have complete like matching uniforms, I think that has to be a nod in some sense, and the fact that they didn't all have matching, I feel like played in. And I know there's maybe some other teams that didn't, I'm just not even remembering, but just looking at the picture and just seeing it, just like I remembering it, like it did kind of look weird. But I mean, I don't know if I'm, you know, comparing just like small things, and it just that just seems out of pocket, but
no, definitely, and that's kind of what it's about, you know, the little things, because this is, like we said, a very elite field of teams that we're ranking here, and with the Lemonheads, like you said, I like the color scheme. It's like it's the classic green and gold, but brightened up, and then they went for the bit shorts with the lemons on it, which I thought was awesome.
Great.
But it's just the blue kind of clashed a bit too much for me with the green that most of them went with, because they went with the long sleeve, and a lot of them for most of the weekend opted not to wear the vest over, which I think was kind of a mistake, because with the picture we're going to tweet out with Luddick, it looks great.
That would have been nice to see the complete uniform. I'm sure that's
right,
you know,
but
that's
plain.
You know, we had complete like team like photo shoot, like how like NWLA tournament did it, and like I could like see it all. It would make more sense, but
oh, just absolutely, not how it goes, yeah. If know? We lined up these teams, yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's just part of it. Just seeing what we have to go off of. And
yeah, definitely.
Love what they did though. Really like those shorts.
Yeah. All right. Number 12, I am going to be doing the same thing I did the C4, taking a great team that has a great uniform and putting them low because it's not any different, and going with the usual suspects. The usual suspects, they were a top three team last year. because WSEM won, and then it was also them in the meets. So it was three teams in the top three that were all navy and blue, and you could basically throw them in a bag, pick one, and it's a great uniform. But of those last year, this one was the least favorite of the three for me, just because I don't really like the clash of the front and back. You know, the back is gray, the front is white. You know, you see it in Minnesota, you see it with the Timberwolves with some of their city jerseys, and I don't know, I just don't really dig that kind of look and that vibe. And with the same thing as C4, you know, the same thing as they did last year. But all of that being said, it's an amazing concept, and I still love it every time I see it. And it's just such a complete and great-looking concept.
I do, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, wow, that did get top three for us last year, and it makes sense. It's a nice-looking jersey, but it's just when it's recycled and just all the other points you made, it makes sense.
For sure.
Trent, with 11, I'm going to have to go with Whiff Inc.
Okay.
Whiff Inc., with my pick here, I like the jersey. I like the color scheme. I like the white with the blue and green. I think it looks nice, and they had matching hats, I think, so with it all. I don't know. I just think I like the lettering on the front. It's very nice and simple, and it looks good in just jersey form, no button down. It's a good jersey. I personally think there's a few better white ones, and when you compare with like white ones specifically, it's just harder for me to rank it higher. So
I agree with everything you said. The hats, I told Soup this, the hats are so great because I love that logo.
Yeah.
The hat is great because I love the color scheme. Again, talking about the Timberwolves again, it's the retro Timberwolves, literally, blue and green, which is really cool. Hits the buttons for me, and so that hat looks great with the white jersey. And like you said, the front is cool. It's stitched, which is awesome. Like, it's so legit. But for me, the numbers hold it back on the back because the numbers were white with a thin blue outline. And so even in person, you know, close up, it was hard to read the number. And so it just kind of looked like a plain white jersey at a glance, which I think was just, you know, kind of held it back a little bit, but, you know, kind of the same thing we've been saying over and over again.
Yeah.
These are still great jerseys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because and like you said, if you lined them up and didn't even see the back and just had them all with the same hat in the front facing jersey, it's probably a top five jersey.
Exactly.
Top five uniforms.
Look beautiful.
So yeah. But you know, and again, kind of that same thing strikes. Not all of them wore that amazing hat. You know, Soup, I think it was like Soup and Ham were the only ones that did. So
yeah.
Again, you know, we're going to be getting to the point where uniforms and uniformity really, really matters in a uniform ranking. So I think that's going to be coming up a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go, and this is just kind of in the moment. This isn't even what I had on my list, but I'm going to go with the Ridley Park jersey. And this is such a great looking jersey, and it looked so, like, it's a great looking basketball jersey, but I was so worried that it wasn't going to look well for wiffle ball, but it did. And it just, they rocked it, and just black is always a good look in the fall and sort of that kind of overcast weather that we had. And so all the pictures that they were in look amazing. But for me, like, the thing that kind of makes this lower on my list is that it wasn't even the best Ridley Park jersey there. I loved the long balls ones that they had, that Allen Iverson 76ers type of jersey. I really wish the long balls would have made it to the top 16 because they probably would have been my number two or number one.
Yeah.
Easily. So just that kind of thing also is kind of a knock against it, but it just looked so good. All of them looked so good wearing it. Like, they were just born to wear that jersey, and they wore it at NWLA, and it looked great out there. So it was a great jersey, and it was great to see them all wearing that. Ridley Park definitely showed up this year.
No, for sure. And just looking more at it, the discussion we had last week, kind of just like, you know, this is a really basketball jersey, wiffle-ball looking jersey. And it just, it's really nice to see. It's just, you know exactly what it is. I like the Ridley Park, like, 76ers logo on the top of the back. There's a lot to love about this.
Oh, yeah, that logo's really cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I think, yeah, I really like what Ridley Park did here. And, you know, all matching, you know, shorts, like just same colors. Like yeah.
It all looks nice and simple, man. All it's black, nice and monochrome simple, yeah. black.
It looks really good when you see it in. Number nine, going with MLW All-Stars.
Wow.
Yes, I know another jersey you've done gets a low ranking by me. Not low, middle of the pack ranking, but I like a lot about this logo. I like the just Wiffle Ball incorporation with it. You know, there's not too much going on with it. It keeps it really simple. It's just, we're getting down to it. In my sense, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. No, they didn't really have the uniform aspect of it, for sure. They kind of, had the different hats and had the different shorts and stuff, which is whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting to that point in the list. And, you know, I actually had them lower on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really, really liked the jersey because it was a nice... tethered cobalt jersey.
Yeah, I really like
and
that.
I used some matte vinyl on it, so it was in a nice, cool color gold on it too. So it was a really fun concept to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're gonna build on it for next year and have some really cool stuff for them with their All Stars and everything.
Yeah, it's really nice and bold. I actually really enjoyed, and I think they'll knock us out of the park next year with something else or something different.
I think so. All right, for number eight, I'm going to have to go with another jersey that I made, and as much as I like the guy and as fascinating as I find the Wiffle icon that is Randy Dalby, I'm going with the Whippets Wiffle Club. Pete's doing such a great thing with their uniforms. He's built such an identity with his uniforms in that brand, the Whippets. You know, it's named after his dogs, and... the dog on the jersey, on the front and back, is the striping pattern is modeled exactly after one of his dogs that he named the team after. So that was kind of a little Easter egg for him, and another little Easter egg. Since they were the team that vanquished the Monstars last year, I gave them the Monstars number font. Right?
How dare you?
I know, it's so stupid.
I bet nobody noticed.
No, absolutely not. No. Why would anybody notice? But it just looks...
monster.
It looks good. The thing that holds us back is the fact that they number nine's wearing a San Francisco Giants hat. Moke's out there rocking a Baltimore Orioles hat. So, you know, it's a little bit mixed message with the colors. And so that's kind of what keeps it from being super high on the list. But just because the jersey's so cool to me, that's where I put it.
Yeah, I really like those jerseys. I didn't know there were so many personal ties with it. So
yeah.
To me, that just makes me like those jerseys even more.
Yeah, I'm glad they finished top 16 so that we could talk. Yeah. We could get that out there.
That's a fun team to watch, man. They are just...
every year.
It's incredible. I mean, last year, obviously, being able to face them and, facing legends was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But then, just watching it and just see it happen again, it's just wild. Those guys are gamers. It's insane.
Yep.
It's fun to watch.
You follow Randy Dalby on Instagram, and he's just constantly playing wiffle ball.
Dude's insane, and he's so good at pitching because he's just so tall, and it's so hard to see the ball. It's incredible. It's really fun to watch. And he can rake. The whole team's great.
Good team, good jerseys.
Yeah. Fun. Really nice guys. Oof, what are we at, 9, 7?
We are at number 7, the Joe Mauer pick.
Oof, the Joe Mauer pick, eh?
Yeah, this is the Joe Mauer award.
Oh. All right, so don't know how this is going to hit for you, Trent, but I'm going to have to go with Fuego here for 7. Yeah, I don't...
Fuego fucks.
Fuego fucks. Indeed they do, and when we're just talking about just uniformity and just at number 8 and just the whole list, you know, you just kind of see just the jerseys matching, and as good as the jersey and as much as I like it, I love the jersey, I love the logo, the colors, the wade strikes on the white, it looks beautiful, and I really wish I could rank it higher. I know I keep saying this, but it's just, I love a lot of jerseys on this list, and this is it's beautiful, and I if this team comes back, depending on who's on it, who knows? It would be nice to just see more uniformity, just matching pants, shorts would look great. something like red, black, anything to just make those even go better with them.
That's something, the weather definitely holds back the uniformity of this tournament, which is a shame. But, you know, out of control, out of anybody's control.
Yeah.
But it's just what happens. I think that, like you said, if they come back, they have so many options and so many directions. You know, the Miami Heat font for the jerseys, and it's sort of like a Heat remix. Oh, it's so cool. It's certainly a different looking jersey with the number and the logo both on the chest and the upper chest. And I dug it. I was surprised at how cool it looked out there. So, yeah, Fuego Fox. And I say that because there's a wrestler for the company AEW named Fuego del Sol. And he has a shirt in his personal shop because, you know, he has lots of kids. So the fact is, Fuego Fox. So maybe they go with that next year. And a little bit of, you know, logo remix in that direction. So, yeah. Great guys, too. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
All right. Number six here is the last one where there's really not a ton of cohesion for the uniform, despite having a stunning jersey like you attributed to Fuego. And I'm going with the Claws. And this one was so surprising to me because they had such a kind of bland-looking logo. It wasn't even bland, just the colors kind of threw me off. It was a claw in the shape of the Cleveland Cavaliers C. So it was a cool logo, but the colors were like teal and blue. So kind of nondescript and didn't really make sense. You know, maybe something's going over my head or whatever. But then they came out with the jersey and they had kind of this different full body lobster, and it was red with white, and God, I love that. It pops so much. You know, I like to try to do that. We're doing it with the Isotopes this year in MNWA. I did it with Slaughterhouse at UWF, which is kind of an honorable mention to talk about. But yeah, this is again kind of like all over the place with kind of the accessories and everything, but you can't really blame them for that because that jersey's so good. So shout out to our boy Stoney.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful jerseys.
Because that jersey was just gorgeous.
Yeah. Love the logo. A lot of good about that jersey.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. We are entering the top five territory.
Wow.
Let me just quick recap. So starting at 16, we had the Bad Batch, then the Phenoms, C4, Jersey Lemonheads, Usual Suspects at 12, Whiff Inc., Ridley Park at 10, MLW, Whippets, Fuego, Claws at 6, and our number 5 team.
Number 5 team, Trent, I'm going to have to go with High Rollers.
Okay.
Yeah, as much as I am a sucker for that blue, gold, you know, kind of like Notre Dame-ish looking colors, it's just a really nice, clean jersey. I think it could be maybe just a little bit more done with it. I don't know. It just feels a little bit simple and plain, but I think it looks really well. I like the sleeves. Or is that a part of the jersey right there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
had sort of a Celtic knot sort of sleeve pattern, which is why it was a top three for me.
Yeah, it looks really good on the sleeve, and I really, really enjoy these jerseys, so.
Yeah, me too. Like you said, it was definitely a Notre Dame nod. They had the hats. Some of them had hats with the Notre Dame ND, but it was a HR, which is cool. And, you know, this is a very historic franchise, and, you know, High Rollers, there's kind of a lot of ways you could go, but also not a ton of ways you could go, if that makes any sense. But they redid it, and that Celtic knot thing on the sides is directly inspiring something we're doing with the Mariners this year. So, you know, obviously these jerseys are very high in my regard. And they had cool matching shorts and they had matching sweatshirts and stuff. So the High Rollers definitely brought it, and I can't wait to see what they do in 2022.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to see this jersey next year. Or just this team next year, I should
Plus
say.
Plus it's a fun team to watch.
Oh yeah, amazing too, are you kidding me? Rucker.
Rucker?
Rucker.
All right, number four, we are going to go with the Black Dog Country Club. And they went with the classic and can't-miss color scheme of black and orange with the vests this year and the orange underneath. And they switched it up with not doing the black shorts, but they did gray shorts with matching graphics on it. You know, this is a team that DiNapoli definitely, you know, works with directly. And so, you know, having been on the team for... you know, for in past years, they're always bound to be a top five team. I think year to year they're going to be a top five, you know, team on the field and in the uniform rankings. And there's just not much you can say, man. They just always hit home runs, and he uses that drop outline that we referenced last week with that sort of invisible first outline. Yeah, these are just great, and they're. It's always really cool to see what Black Dog is going to do year to year.
Yeah, I really like these jerseys. The more I look at them, the more I just really, really like them. I love the black and orange color, and the white outline on the back, I think, makes the color really pop. And I really like the shorts, too, and the fact that they're, you know, just all matching and, you know, just custom. I really like the custom shorts and really good... good uniforms, and again, excited to see what they do next year. All these teams, like, everyone steps up, and
for sure. Now, before we get into the top three, I just want to talk about a few things and talk about some teams maybe for the honorable mentions.
Yeah.
One I definitely wanted to bring up, and maybe if they had finished top 16, this is probably going to be my number one. The York Yaks, man, they just brought it this year. They had amazing hats, amazing pullovers, amazing jerseys, amazing shorts, and they played well and they looked so good, and it was just great to see. They knocked it out of the park with that. Those pullovers especially were just things of beauty, so yeah. Wanted to give a shout out to them.
Love the York Yaks. Those are really nice.
Yeah. How about you? Anybody that kind of stood out?
I mean, I hate to brag about it, but I thought our jerseys looked really good.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, with the shorts and our jerseys. And
yeah, we
just
had shorts, hats, sweatshirts, and the jerseys, man. And we brought it with the next level jerseys. We had the Josh Roten Memorial on the sleeve, RIP my boy.
Yeah.
From KWL. These jerseys had a lot of meaning to them. They had the logos of each of the big three leagues or three Wiffle entities in Minnesota right now, HRL, MNWA, and Fridley Factor Field.
The colors.
The colors, man. That elites, North Stars. Yeah. It all came together for that. And those sweatshirts.
Sorry.
The sweatshirts look so great.
Yeah, the sweatshirts were amazing. We got a lot of compliments on those. And seeing just all the pictures from the weekend, it looked amazing. And definitely would have been top two for me if we would have made top 16.
Yeah, if we would have.
Yeah.
So close. An unexpected tactical advantage of that was nobody else had green hats.
Yeah.
Spotting each other was so easy.
Easiest thing.
I mean, all you had to do was just, where's Casey? Oh, there he is. All I had to do was turn my head because those green hats stuck out like a sore thumb in a good way. So,
yeah
I really like that. And another thing I wanted to mention, we did it again. All three teams in the top three have the same color scheme.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're all three black and red.
Oh, shit.
Can you believe that? Back-to-back years.
Well.
Last year it was blue. It was navy blue and red. This year it's black and red. Let's see who's going to be number three.
Well, with number three, I'm going to go with the 603 All-Stars.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got to see these up close and personal, right?
Oh, yeah. Right away in the morning, they kicked our ass. No,
they put a little beating on us.
Yeah. The more I look at these, I don't really remember them that much in person, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Too focused, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, on my craft. The stripes on the shorts just goes really well with the stripes on the sleeve. They looked really good with the undersleeves or just the long undersleeves, and all of them just matching with that. And are those matching hats too?
They're matching hats, matching cleats.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. 603, They certainly brought it this year.
Maybe.
This one for me was my number one just because it was literally head to toe. Who has matching cleats, man? That's crazy. But it's just how it is. Different things are memorable for different reasons. And like we said earlier, harking back to the Whippets conversation, you know, some things you don't notice at first glance, and that's kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you didn't notice that all of them had matching cleats, but I bet they noticed, and I bet they take a lot of pride in that too. So yeah. I think even just recognizing the fact that they did that is cool. And, I mean, 603, they brought it. And next year, like, I honestly would love to see them go with something a bit more traditional.
Yeah.
Just because they have kind of the huge overblown graphic on the front. Feels, and in the overuse of stripes, almost.
Feels a little softball-y to me.
Yeah, they are very softball-y.
Yeah.
And so that's a legitimate knock against them. So that could keep them up out of the top two. But yeah, I think that kind of getting back to something a bit more traditional could probably get notched in the number one spot next year. So I think that probably going into next year, they're going to be the number one.
No, absolutely.
But we got to crown a number one, and we can't get there without a number two. And so taking that number two spot is going to be the team that took the number one overall spot in the Jugs. They are going to be my number two. You know, these were so fun to watch all year with MAW having, you know, they're reversible jerseys. And so for one tournament, they would bring out the red. And for the rest, they would bring out the black. And they would slowly kind of add elements throughout the year. And it just kind of all came together. And so those shorts are really cool. And it's all, you know, kind of a Chicago Bulls type of thing. And so it all looks really cool. You know, they wore it all year. And so I'm sure that they wanted to kind of keep rolling with that. But yeah, no, but these, they come together, certainly.
They do. And seeing just the nod to the Bulls and just seeing, you know, just the reversible factor to them and how well it just all plays off. I really like those shorts. To me, that was like, just comparing, to me, that's another reason why I ranked 603 lower. It was just, I thought the Jugs, just like shorts and the Mead shorts in comparison to, were just, I like those just a little bit better. Just because I really like the just outline on it, just aligning those subtle stripes and the logo on that just really pops. And there's a lot to like about these, and they just look really good.
No, I think so too. And yeah, it's a really hard decision having to choose between the Jugs and the Meats.
Yeah.
Going for number one because, you know, they're both so good, both in terms of play and with these uniforms. But for me, it's just, I think it's just the fact that the Meats just were kind of a more cleaner overall look. They had broke out matching sweatpants, and they had the shorts, and they were subtle shorts with the meat slab on them, and
so clean, just the cleanest jersey.
The jersey was so clean with the bacon guy on the left and the matte vinyl. I feel like they deserve the recognition for how good that uniform was, and you know, they chose that color scheme and chose to go all black and with the kind of subdued look and the you know, subtle shorts, and it just all really came together, and it was just a classic little baseball look.
Yeah, and
I'm just a sucker for that.
Yeah,
and it was just a cleaner overall kind of wiffle ball look to me than the basketball replica uniform and the, you know, kind of disheveled hats
or like,
for the Jugs but in the Meats and I'm not saying that the Meats all had matching hats because they didn't, but like the guys like Jimmy and Ryan and Tyler who wore that bacon hat, man, did that look good.
Yeah, and just comparing it to like the Phenoms, like I know like they had like kind of like the similar like baseball look with like the Yankees, and this looking, you know, kind of like the Mets with just those stripes where like it gets you, it's like, oh yeah, those look like Mets jerseys, but the fact that it's like ties in with the Meats and just the different colors and everything else that is just so different about it. It's just so subtle and like just kind of just because it makes it its own.
It was a big deal this year for the Mets because they brought back the black jerseys.
Yeah.
But then the Mets kept it their own and had the nod back to their great uniforms of the past with the red and blue color scheme hanging over. So
the matte vinyl on it looks amazing too.
Yep. Yeah, that even looks good in the pictures, yeah, I think.
You can really see it there. And again, I thought this team, it was my number one, so I'm glad they made it there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was my number one.
I thought the Jugs were your number one.
No,
okay.
No, I just seeing them and just, it's a jersey I just remember most, like, in person seeing and just how amazing they are.
Yeah, for sure.
How about those, another team I forgot, honorable mention, WSEMs again. Just,
oh, yeah, the Dream Team. Yeah, Dream the number team. Ones from last year.
I mean, number
last
ones
year.
From last year, like, again.
They added a little flair this year. Oof. with the cool vintage college-style hoodies.
Oh, my God. Like,
looked pretty good.
I mean, if we're talking about, like, best two jerseys in a year, like, they're on a streak.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just no reason to even change.
No.
I think they're going to switch it up and kind of go with a different Dream Team scheme this year.
Oh, wow.
Did you like that rhyme?
Yeah, those good rhymes.
Thank you. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another season of Wednesday Holy Commutes. Carl Coffey's coming at you tomorrow, and I want to thank you for sticking with us and sticking through this podcast. And, yeah, thank you. Thanks to Tim and Paul for putting on, and thanks to Tim and Paul and everybody else. For putting on UWIF, because it's a big spectacle, and I think that people really, and I think that is reflected in the uniforms, in the pedigree of the uniforms there. So, yeah, big shout out to them.
Yeah, thank you for everyone that just helps out with UWIF, does anything to contribute. They do amazing. It's a great tournament. And what a good season we had. The season's already over.
Yeah,
these always just fly by. I wish we did these right just every month.
I know, right when we get in a groove, it's time to end.
Yeah, I know, and it just
always keep them wanting more.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back next season. They don't cut us this time, and we'll see.
We'll see if they cut that. Yeah, thank you for joining us, and with that, we'll have to wish you a very happy goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
Well, goodbye.
There is a spider. Deep in my soul, he's lived here for years. He just won't let go. He's laying around. He's got a mean bite. Now he's ready to fight.
Spitting at them. Is that a sign?
Spit.